The call rang out clear and cold. It even had several unnerving jolts somewhere toward the end. It sounded quite a lot like that werewolf movie that Will had gotten in trouble for trying to watch. Still, Bet only continued to lope forward, kicking at the leaves and fumbling with the buckles of her backpack. "What's making that sound?" Will said.
"Blethers. They're welcoming the sun. Terribly difficult to stay asleep in the early morning if you got one of those around," Bet said.
"Which is why we'll bed down after they've finished their routine," Ezra added. "Bez's not far."
"Nothing to be worried about, right?" Will said.
"Nah, in my experience," Ezra sniffed and rubbed his nose, "the less sound something makes, the more dangerous it is."
After this statement, he gave a long look toward Will. Or maybe he actually looked at Swoop. The bird was weary and had begun to droop its head, allowing the couple of pink and purple feathers atop its head to bounce as Will bumbled along. Ezra seemed rattled by his own statement. He stopped where he was, turned, and looked away.
"Here's as good as anywhere," he said. "Go ahead, find a place to sleep. Sweep away the leaves and look for even ground. I'm going to take a look around."
Ezra didn't wait for an answer, but stalked away into the trees.
Bet waited a few seconds, then began to unbuckle her backpack. Will waited till he thought Ezra was far enough away before he summoned the courage to speak.
"He doesn't like me, does he?"
"No, but don't take it too hard. He doesn't like anyone much. Just me, really."
"Why?"
"Sorry, but I've known you for all of one day," she chirped. "And I'm not getting into all of that."
"Okay, I understand." Will started to sit, and his arm burned from the strange movement. He sucked in a quick bit of cool air.
"Anything I can do about it?"
"You're weird," was all Bet said as she sat facing away from Will. Will started to try to work through his mind the best way to clear away the leaves with only one arm when Bet spoke again.
"Look, he lost something, okay? His link. It was the only other thing that he cared about in the world. The only other friend he had."
"I'm sorry," Will said.
"He's looking for Murden now. He thinks he can maybe get him back, but I don't see how."
"Did Murden take his link?" Bet let out a grunt of irritation.
"Listen, Murden's a poacher. He's not like you and me. Law allows us only a single link. But Murden, he can have as many as he can control. And that's shaping up to be quite a lot."
The question is, what should happen next? Will should try to get more information about Murden. Will should try to get more information about what links really are. Or Will should ask about what's going to happen in Bezda.